Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Quick response limits damage in Gillette House fire, couple displaced. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Two people are displaced following a house fire in Gillette Wednesday afternoon, but no injuries were reported. Emergency crews responded to the area of Denver and Nebraska streets, where Gillette police first arrived to find flames on the backside of the home. According to Gillette Police Captain Eric Voss, an 85-year-old homeowner and his 83-year-old wife was attempting to put out the fire with water when officers arrived. He and his wife were safely evacuated from the home before firefighters took over. The Campbell County Fire Department was able to quickly bring the fire under control, preventing further damage. Crews remained on scene to ensure the fire was fully extinguished. The American Red Cross is now assisting the couple. Fire officials say early indications point to improperly discarded smoking materials as the possible cause. They're reminding residents to safely dispose of cigarettes in non-combustible containers filled with sand or water, especially as temperatures warm up. Gillette Councilwoman Heidi Gross announces bid for re-election in Ward 3. A familiar face on the Gillette City Council is seeking another term. Councilwoman Heidi Gross announced via her Facebook page she is running for re-election to represent Ward 3 after serving on the council for the past 4 years. In announcing her campaign, Gross said she is proud of her work and remains committed to representing residents by listening, leading, and focusing on long-term community needs. Gross highlighted several priorities moving forward, including continued investment in infrastructure, support for local businesses, and what she calls placemaking, efforts aimed at maintaining Gillette as a strong place to live, work, and raise a family. She specifically pointed to major projects like the Gurley Overpass replacement as key to keeping the city connected and prepared for future growth. Gross has been part of several council decisions in recent years involving infrastructure planning, economic development, and community investment, often emphasizing fiscal responsibility and sustainable growth. The Ward 3 seat will be on the ballot in the upcoming primary election. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.